sworn to order at 6:15. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Roll call. Damon here. Grandma.
Here.
Frank here. Idaho.
Here.
Huck.
Here.
Idaho. Aye.
Here.
All right. We have a quorum. Approval of the agenda. We have a motion.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second it.
Second by Lyle. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 6-0. Financial report and presentation of the budget 2020-2021 presented by Sarah Jones. Ms. Jones, the floor is yours.
Thank you. In your budget book, page 1 and 2 is the 2020-2021. Page 1 is the proposed budget. Please forget about the misspell there that I have. For all of the funds, the beginning fund balance, total revenues, expenditures, and the ending fund balance, again, this is based off of the proposed budget if everything is approved. Page 2 is the annual meeting for the 2019-2020. Again, it's the beginning fund balance for each of the funds, the total revenues, and the total expenditures. Page 3 is the budgeted revenues and expenditures and the changes in the fund balance. Jumping down to the bottom, you know, the beginning fund balance is $4,469,000. Fund balance at the end of the year is $4,485,123. So as of right now, we're anticipating a change in fund balance of $24,154. Please keep in mind, we do not have all of the numbers yet for everything, so October we'll have a lot more of our numbers coming in.
Does that factor in our deductible with the health insurance that we every year runs the average of what was that?
The bridge.
The bridge.
The bridge, yes.
The bridge is in here. That's the average has been the last 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, that's we funded it based off of 70%, I believe, this year.
Based on the trend line that we've had.
Okay.
Yeah, which is what we also did last year.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Page 4 is a breakdown of Fund 10 for the anticipated revenue. Beginning fund balance for Fund 10 is $4,460,969.32. We're anticipating revenues of $6,632,670. Which makes up 9.1% of the revenue. In that includes the taxes, interest and ticket sales. $430,000 for 300, which is inter-district payments within Wisconsin. That's usually roughly about our open enrollment. $500,000 revenue for intermediate sources. That's our anticipated Carl Perkins. The revenue from state sources, we're anticipating $2,140,770. And that is the equalization aid and per pupil. And again, that number usually will be the one that will fluctuate depending on what our equalization aid comes in at. Revenue from federal sources, $360,749. That is the title money. And then other revenues of $22,000, so we're anticipating $9,595,116. We are anticipating total expenses of $9,570,962 for the 2020-21. Just to touch on a few of those, salaries of $3,899,960, employee benefits of $2,151,186. Purchase services of $1,919,200. Non-capital objects, $302,885. Capital objects, $359,155. Insurance, $79,647. Transfers, $785,279. Those transfers are the transfers that we make to cover Fund 27 and Fund 50 because at the end of the year they have to be zero. And then other expenses, $73,350. bringing the anticipated fund balance down to $4,485,123.32. Page 5 is, again, the breakdown for Fund 27. Beginning fund balance, again, has to be at least at zero, so we are anticipating a zero beginning fund balance. Revenues of $1,253,507 and expenses of $1,253,507, again, bringing the fund ending fund balance down to zero. Page 6 is Fund 50. We have a beginning fund balance of $19,046.95. There are the revenues of $352,711. On that is, again, the transfer from Fund 10 to Fund 50. We're anticipating about $52,900. Local sources revenue of $74,260. Revenue from state sources, $5,649, and revenue from federal sources of $219,900. And then expenses, anticipating $352,711, bringing the ending fund balance down to $19,046.95. Page 7 is a breakdown of Fund 80. We had a beginning fund balance of $36,192.34. We're anticipating revenues of $72,345 and expenses of $72,345, ending fund balance of $36,192.34. And page 8 is just accumulation of all of the funds put together. So total revenues of $11,273,679 and expenses of $11,249,525. Are there any questions on the proposed budget for the 2020-21 year?
All right. Thank you. So budget hearing next?
Yeah, budget hearing is if there's any public comment on budget.
Any public comment? All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to
adjourn.
Motion
by A. Oh. Second by Kayla.
Yes, I
all in favor?
Competition.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 6-0. We are adjourned at 6:24.